thank God for allowing me to stand before you and speak his word. I do want to make a slight correction. We will have Bible study this Wednesday coming up. So just so you know, this will be Bible study this Wednesday for this month. We will have Bible study. Amen. Amen. I thank God for those of you who came to prayer service the first time. I would say even myself that I've been a part of just prayer service. Amen. We had testimonies. Amen. Mother Gloria, God bless you. Amen. She gave a testimony. Amen. God placed it on my heart to have her to speak a word to us. And then we had Stephanie Wilborn to give a testimony. And then we had Sister Moore to give a testimony. Amen. God placed it on my heart to reach out to those three to give a testimony to tell how good God has been to them and just to share of his goodness. Amen. We can get strength from people's testimonies. As I said Wednesday night, if it's that close to you, then you're next. Amen. Amen. They were sitting next to people. So if God was blessing them and is blessing them, surely you're next. Amen. And that the way it happens, and when you, when someone is served and someone has been served or what have you, the next person in line gets served. Amen. So we want to thank God for them and to each and every one in their respective places. God gave a word on this morning for us to take heed to. Amen. Something that's going to help us and give us strength. Amen. I believe all the classes are staying in. Amen. I don't think Andrew wants to deal with the nursery this morning. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Amen. Amen. Turn to Proverbs chapter 18. Amen. I was also glad to see Sister Moore on the piano. I mean, keyboard. Amen. That's a blessing. Amen. Use it. Use it. Amen. It was a blessing to see that. I always love to hear the organ. I mean, I'm just saying, just love to hear the organ. I mean, I know some people say you ain't had church until you had the organ, but but it just sounds, that organ just sounds real good. Amen. Amen. I don't take our musicians lightly. Amen. Thank God for our musicians. Amen. It just sounds good. Sometimes, you know, I look over, they just having fun. Y'all know that? They having fun in the Lord. That's a blessing. It's a blessing when you get musicians in a church that's not wanting to be paid. Amen. They just want to play for God. Amen. You get those that want to be paid, they'll be leaving right now, going to another service. Amen. I'm just telling y'all, it's real now. Yeah, y'all better amen me, otherwise I stay up here a while. Amen, because I don't think y'all listening. Amen. I'm telling you. See, that was a part right there. You could have said amen again. Y'all missing it now. Come on now. All right. I'm going to stop playing. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. I'm reading from the King James Version. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You may be seated. There's a lot of scriptures in my message today. I didn't want to send all of those scriptures. Just a lot of scriptures that talks about, you know, our words. But I wanted to come back to this, as I said last week, about death and life were in the power of our words. And I also said I wanted you to make it personal. And when I said make it personal, what I mean by that is you have to take that scripture and you have to read it personally. Amen. For yourself. a lot of times in our walk with Christ, I'm going to tell y'all this. Believe me when I say this. We are so focused on other folks, about what other people are doing, but we don't understand that stuff that applies to us. You know what I'm saying? It applies to you. We are so focused on, yeah, that fits you. That's you, 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 you. People are always pointing the finger at you, you, you. But, man, they don't realize that it's talking about you too. Amen. So if you make that scripture personal and read it like I read it last Sunday, death and life are in the power of Pastor Ronnie's tongue. And if Pastor Ronnie loves it, he will eat its fruit. So in other words, whatever I'm saying, I'm putting it out there. And if we're supposed to be like Christ, and we are created in the image of God, and if God gave us an example of what he's done and how he did it, then he is saying the same thing will happen to you. Y'all understand this with me. Understand this with me. Rap music, right? Take rap music, for example. Don't act like you ain't never heard of it. You have, okay? You heard of rap music. And I want you to listen to something real quick. Rap music. If you listen to those lyrics, the words that those rappers put out, not all of them, but most of them, they're talking about somebody. They're degrading, belittling, and insulting somebody with the power of words. Y'all follow me? You want to know why there's so much killing with the rap industry? It is because they are saying some words about the other rapper that has struck a nerve. Y'all follow me? And so therefore they get angry. They get upset. They get mad. Why? Because of the words that are being spoken. And y'all, I mean, let me just put it to you plain. Since some of you all never heard a rap before, let me put it to you plain. Somebody ever said your mama? That was a fight. Am I right? I mean, come on now. They said your mama. My mama. It was on. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It was a fight. Why? Because you just said something that you shouldn't have said. And so what I'm trying to get you to understand is that scripture says a lot about words and how we use them either for good or for negative consequences. Just that simple. All up in Proverbs. You just stay in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6 and 2 says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Yeah. Proverbs 12 and 13 says, and an evil man is trapped by his sinful talk, but a righteous man escapes trouble. Yeah. Proverbs 12 and 18 says, the tongue of the wise brings healing. I'm telling you, you speak things to yourself. What people say can make a difference between success and failure, between good and bad consequences. In our text today, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit. So, what does that mean? In researching this scripture, I found that it means those who enjoy talking must bear the fruit of that, whether it's good or bad. You enjoy running your mouth? I hope you said something positive. Because if you're not, guess what? You're going to need it. Productive words can bear a good fruit for harvest, or harvest in scripture usually has a good association. The Bible says, and if you look in Proverbs 18:20, it says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. We need to understand something that we're doing to ourselves. We're speaking a lot of things that's against what God said. Y'all believe that? I believe that today many Christians are living defeated lives because of the words that they're speaking out of their mouths. Have you ever become snared by what comes out of your mouth? Do you talk negatively about your health, your job, your finances, your family, and it just drags you down? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I've said some negative words. I spoke negative. I've done that. And I had to eat some of those words that I spoke. That's the consequences of speaking. Now, I'm going to say this. I can come up here and confess all day long and say what I'm doing and this and that and correct that. But here, you can look at me, but you have to look at yourself. Because are you doing it? The words that are coming out of your mouth. We all do it sometimes. We all speak those things. We all say some things that we shouldn't say. And here's what the devil likes. The devil likes for us to continue to say negative things and so we can have a downward spiral. Y'all understand that? Now, some people say, well, you don't understand the way I grew up. I don't need to understand the way you grew up. All I need to understand is the word of God. Because how you grew up does not change the word of God. I grew up this way. I grew up that way. You know, many people say, I grew up in New St. Louis and my father walked out on me. I mean, I don't go around using that. My biological father walked out on me. It wasn't even a year old. You understand what I'm saying? But I don't sit there and dwell on the negative. Yeah, I came from East St. Louis, 825 North 70th Street, right down the road here. A lot of bad things. So, that's my point. So, you cannot use that as an excuse. You cannot use it as an excuse. We speak things to ourselves. And the fact that you don't believe it is what's constantly keeping you in your situation. As I said last week, you know, a lot of us are in our this circle of problems and we're not moving forward. We should be going from glory to glory. But the reason why we're not going from glory to glory is because we're in this circle. And what is a circle? A circle is something that goes round and around and around. In other words, there's no end to a circle. Am I right? So therefore, as long as you stand in that circle, there's no end to your situation. This is why you need to step out of the circle. Because all you're going to do is continue to go around and around and around. You have the choice of what you live by. You have the choice of what you live by. You can either speak life to yourself or you can speak death to yourself. In Romans 10 and 8 says, the word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. We have been given authority to speak God's word in this life, in his name. God's word, we need to understand how did God use his own word to bring about things. Well, in Genesis, if you know the scripture, he said, let there be light. And what? There was light. He spoke the word. Let the land produce vegetation. And it was what? So. And God said, let the land produce living creatures. And it was so. Genesis 1:26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the earth and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God, having created man as an image after his likeness and with his dominion as a spirit being possessing a soul and living in a body, he gave man the ability to speak forth spirit and life words and see the words become a reality.
That's what God did. God basically was just, you know, my son and my daughter's growing up. I'm giving them an example of how to live. I'm giving them an example of what they can do. Listen to what I'm telling you. They're watching me give them the example. Now listen to this. In this natural, they're watching me give the example. God is telling us in the spiritual. He's showing us what you can do with your words. God spoke these words to Joshua. God said, this book of the law shall not be part out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. In essence, what God is saying is that my words must not depart out of your mouth. But you must meditate on it all the time so that you will make a note to do everything in my word. For then your way will be prosperous and you will have good success if you're in my will. You know, I work in an insurance industry, and it's with managed care. And I tell people, as long as you're in the network, you good. I tell them, I said, as soon as you step outside that network, you better get prior authorization. Because if you don't get prior authorization, you are done. What? You're responsible for that. But as long as you're in network, you can go anywhere. In other words, I'm saying network. I'm saying in the will of God. As long as you're in his word, you're okay. You're covered. But when you step outside, you got problems. You understand what I'm saying? You better hope God gave you authorization to go over there and do what you're getting ready to do. Because let me tell you, if he didn't give you authorization, you're in trouble. But as long as you stay in his will, stay in his way, I'm going to tell you, God got provision for you. But you got to stay in his word. See, let me tell you something. There ain't nothing new underneath the sun. We just call it network. God called it his word. Y'all understand what I'm saying? This ain't new to God. Y'all, we just call it network. God called it his word. God said basically, okay, you want to use network, but it's my word. So how did Jesus do this? You know, Jesus used words productively in the New Testament. In the healing miracles, Jesus spoke words with authority. To the man with leprosy, he said, be clean. To the man with an evil spirit, be quiet. Come out of him. To the deaf man, he said, be open. And the man's ears were open and his tongue loosed. To the storm, he said, be quiet. Be still. And the wind died down and it was completely, what, calm. He spoke. Took his mouth and he spoke to the situation. But see, he had faith to do it. Jesus told his disciples as they were walking, there was a fig tree. Jesus what? Cursed it because it wasn't what? Producing. And he came back. It was withered to die. What I'm trying to say to you, you have to understand that if what you are saying ain't producing, then something is wrong with your mouth. Something is wrong with your mouth. Jesus told them, have faith in God. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, it better do it. But see, you have to understand something. That mountain that we're speaking of, it is what is prohibiting you from doing God's will. If something is keeping you from doing God's will, if something is keeping you from what God is telling you to do, let me tell you something. You can speak to it, and it will go throw itself into the sea. That's what God's word is telling us. Therefore, I tell you, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you receive it, and it is yours. See, that's the hard part for us. Believe that we receive it. See, the problem with the believing that we receive it, because we don't see it. We are sight-driven people. I mean, if we don't see it, it ain't there. You know, one time when I was a deacon, man, I was looking for something. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not good at really finding anything. I mean, it could be right there on top of something. I overlook it. So I went into the deacon's office, and I was looking. I said, man, I don't see it. And they said, well, it's in there. It's in there. I went back, and I was looking. I'm going to tell you, sometimes I look like this. If these big eyes don't focus in on it, don't see it, it ain't there. So they told me it's there. Now, here's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Just because I didn't see it didn't stop it from being there. But somebody had faith enough to say, yes, it is, go back. Y'all follow me? See, somebody's got to have faith. Somebody's got to have it. I didn't have faith that it was in there because I didn't see it. But somebody told me, go back. It is in there. You got to do some looking. In other words, it was some work that was required on me. See, we always want stuff just handed to us. You know, just everything just handed to us. Well, we don't have to do anything. Y'all know anybody that just sit there and say, hey, can you go give me this? Can you go give me the remote? You know what I'm saying? We don't want to get up and change the channel. You remember back in the day, you used to get up and have to change the channel? We don't want to do that anymore. You know, if you got little kids around, you know, my grandfather would be like, hey, go change the channel. You just stand there. All you had was 2, 4, 5, and at least you had to stand up there for a long time. And you stand there and be like, okay, hold up. There's a commercial on. Jesus, man. Commercial on, okay, because this is what you want to watch. No, turn. And you can hear it now go click. Big old box TV sitting there. Big old box. Then that TV go out, you got another TV sitting on top of that one. And might as well make good use of it, I'm telling you. Boy, that was the days, I'm telling you. But we have to understand something. God wants us to have faith. We got to have some action put with our faith. So I had to go back into that deacon's office and look for it. And when I found it, y'all know I was shouting. Because I became known. Listen to it. Listen to this. I started shouting because now I became a believer. Y'all follow me? See, I became a believer when I saw it. But see, that's why Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen, but yet believe. I like that scripture. I like that. But I'm telling you, your words put stuff into action. What you believe, what comes out of your mouth, is on you. Scripture shows that you don't just say things, but it has to be backed up by faith. See, some people say, I'm going to be a millionaire. Okay, we just say it. It don't mean nothing. What are you doing? Sitting on the couch? Doing nothing? You're going to be a millionaire. Those are just words. Not doing anything to prepare yourself for it. Or I'm going to be the president. I'll be a mayor. What are you doing to back that up? Faith, let me say this. Those statements lack what? Faith, hard work, discipline, and preparation. You're not doing anything. All you're doing, I'm just going to say it like this, running your mouth. That's what a lot of people are doing. They're just running their mouth. But saying things is action-oriented. Amen? It's action-oriented. I can say all day long, I'm going to go to school and get an education. Just talking about it ain't doing nothing. I need to be enrolled. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can say, yeah, I'm going to look for a job, but I'm sitting on the couch and I ain't doing nothing. Yeah, man, I need to be out putting some applications in someplace. online putting in some applications. You know, they do it electronically now. But I need to be doing something. I just can't say, well, I'm going to get me a job. Well, I can say, yeah, I'm going to get me a job too. Actions. In Matthew 12 and 37 says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. We need to work on retraining our self-talk. We need to work on training ourselves to know how to talk. We need to practice this. I know there's a lot of cliches that we use that we shouldn't be using, but we use it anyway because it just sounds good. I was trying to help this lady to stop cussing, and I told her to use other words. And she did it for a little while, but then she went back to cussing again. These are habits that is hard for us to break. She can't stop cussing. So how can we use our words to change us? Romans 12 and 2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Things can change for us even if we feel that our religion doesn't work for us in the 21st century, or that our prayers don't get any higher than this ceiling. So what can we do about that? Well, let me tell you this. Christianity is not some type of magical formula that Jesus gave us. And what I mean by that, it's not like it's like magic or anything like that. That's not what that's about. It is not saying superficial words that have no substance. It won't hold up under the test of waiting for the answer, but Scripture gives us principles to follow that will help us to develop our faith, and our prayers will be answered. We will begin to see God's blessing come into our life because we are planting and planning for the good harvest that is about to come. And that's coming because of the way that you have now changed the way you speak. Change is made with words. How did Abraham use words to bring things into existence? Well, he called things that are not as though they were. Amen? So what does it mean to speak things into existence? How do you do it when you pray? How do you get your requests put into words? Too many times people pray in the wrong way, begging God to do this or that. Too many times people pray a weak prayer, if it be thy will, if it be thy will. When Scripture already says it is God's will. So you already are saying, if it be thy will. Hold on, stop now. That's not what the Bible says. It said it is God's will. You know, I tell people, you know, I also deal with contracts too in the job. You know, people hold us to the contract, and I hold them to the contract. This is what the contract says. The contract says you won't do this, but you're doing it. You need to stop. God's word says we are healed. I know you feel that pain. I do too, but we need to still say, I am healed. Regardless of how bad my arm may feel, my back may feel, I'm saying in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. Now, I know that I'm still in pain. Yeah, I know that. I'm in this body. But I'm still claiming that I'm healed. You need to understand not to have weak prayers. They're ineffective. We must redeem our requests and reframe our words. The power of speech puts a handle on things. We know that God has the answer to our needs, but we don't know how to bring it from the spiritual realm to the natural realm. Let me tell you something. There's a way you can talk that people will know you're serious and you mean business. Then there's a way you can talk that people know he's playing. Now, you don't believe me? My children, at the age that they are, my tone and my voice can tell them that I'm serious, And my tone can tell them that I'm serious. So, that I'm playing. So here's what I'm saying to you. That could work either way in the both natural and the spiritual. You don't know how to use Jesus' name, that demon ain't going to go nowhere. Let's just be real. That demon ain't going nowhere. I walked past a lady who had a demonic spirit on her. I knew she had one on her. I'm going to say I ain't walked past her. She wouldn't come near me. Let me rephrase that. She wouldn't come near me. I looked at her. I said, oh, she got a demon on her. And so I'm saying, I began to walk, and that lady would not come in my direction. Let me tell you something. Satan knows when somebody is real and know when you fake. If my children can know the tone of my voice, you mean to tell me that these spirits don't know? Let me use this for an example. When I'm talking to my children, and like, for example, one time, Jeremiah was tickling me. I mean, he was really going at it with me, and I was laughing. And I was trying to say, stop. Oh, he's like, oh, I'm going to get you. And then, so he kept going in on it. So I'm trying to say, hey, man, stop, get off of me. He wouldn't stop. I was really laughing, but I was trying to fight him off. So then I had to use my voice, hey, get off. And he was like, so I got serious. But that was the only way I can get him off of me. I had to change my voice, and I had to use it with authority in order to get him off of me. Because if I continue to laugh and sit down and make it up, stop, man, stop. He was going at it. So then I had to say, stop. And he stood up. He was startled. In other words, I got his attention. So here's what I'm trying to say to you. If you really want to use God's word, you better know how to use it to get the enemy's attention, to let them know you ain't playing with them. So in the book of Romans 12:3 says, every person has been given the measure of faith. Not a measure, but the measure. God meets our needs with our words of faith. So don't come and say, I need some more faith. No, you already got it. You ain't using what you got. Why is it that we always want more, but we ain't using what we got? Every time you talk to somebody, I wish I had a little more Jesus. You don't need a little more Jesus. He's a total package. You can't just get Jesus and not get the Holy Spirit. You can't just get Jesus and the Holy Spirit without the Father. That's a total package. This is not, you're watching too much TV. It's not like the commercials eat soul separately. That's not the way this works. Come on now. That's how they get you on TV and in the world. But God said, well, you have me. Jesus said, if you see me, you see the Father. That means you see the Holy Spirit. He's all in one. Want more. I always want more. Get use what you got. Some of the stuff you have, you need to get rid of anyway. We need to identify these mountains that's in our lives. And once you have identified these mountains that's in your life, whether it be a health problem, whether it be a financial problem, or whether it be a relationship problem, if it's a mountain to you, you need to look at it straight up. You know what? When I got ready to fight, man, I'm going to tell you something. There weren't too many people that I could look in the eye to. So I had to do like this. But it doesn't matter. All I'm saying is make eye contact with what you're getting ready to do. Stand your ground. That's your mountain. Whatever it is that is bothering or hindering you, you need to understand that is your mountain. Let me give you an illustration. A woman had a serious sickness. She was begging God to heal her. She was not even sure if Jesus wanted to heal her. She prayed, if it be thy will, and nothing happened. she soon got worse, and she learned to speak to the problem, take authority over it in the name of Jesus. She knew the scripture that by his stripes we were healed. So she rephrased her prayer by saying, sickness, go in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you and command you to go. Sickness, leave this body, because by the wounds of Jesus, this child of God was healed. So you got to start speaking things and say it with authority. If it's not working for you, it's because of the way you're saying it. You need to change the way you say things. I had somebody say, well, rephrase what you're saying. In other words, you're not saying it right. In other words, say it again. But say it with a little bit more authority and say it with a little bit more command. You know, it's bad when a teacher asks the students, are y'all ready to learn today? Y'all, are y'all ready to get started? Somebody in the class probably will say, no. I'm just being honest with you. But if that teacher stood in front of that class and took authority and took control and said, look here, the bell has rang, we are ready to get started. Right, you bring the class in order, not let the class bring you in order. Y'all have to understand something. Who is in control here? So we got to get this in our mind. If your mountain is a financial problem, say, finance, come into line, because my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Let there be money in my bank account so I can pay bills. So in other words, you're saying, money, come in the name of Jesus to pay these bills. If the checkbook is always in the red, begin to say, I command all this red ink to leave and change into black ink. In other words, you want to go from red to black, but you got to speak that. So if your checkbook is red and you don't have no money, all you got to do is speak it. Have faith, because you already got the faith in you. You just got to use it. And all you got to do is speak to it and say, I want you to change from red to black. And watch God do some miracles in your life. Because I still believe God does miracles. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Speak his words. Speak the scriptures, because the word of God is life. In Hebrews, the word of God is living and active. God's words have life. They bring life. And as Jesus did, Jesus spoke life to a dead Lazarus. Speak out God's word to your Lazarus. Devil, come out, because you are overcome by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus. For healing's sake, let wellness and healing come in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak things out in faith. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I declare that healing is in the name of Jesus. The power of God is working in me, and I'm getting better every day. Speak those things to yourself. Let me tell you something. If you can't find nobody to lay hands on you, get you some blessed oil and lay hands on yourself, because I did that. I laid hands on myself. I asked God. I said, God, I need you to heal me. Deliver me. When I got some blessed oil and pray for myself, lay hands on myself. I said, God, use these instruments. Pain, be gone in the name of Jesus. You got to speak it. Stop saying negative words. Well, I guess we got to die from something. No, you don't. Oh, Lord Jesus. Man. Boy, sometimes you just want to go and slap. Now, you want to slap somebody. You don't say that. Direct your faith with your words. begin to thank God. Let me tell you something. Y'all start thanking God in advance. I told a coworker, I said, I walked past a coworker, I said, thank you. She said, what you thanking me for? I said, because for what you're going to do for me in a minute. I was thanking her in advance. Then what she did, she gave me some tissue, and I said, what? I said, what's this for? She said, well, you don't need that when I'm gone because you're going to be crying. She was giving me some advanced tissue. All I'm saying, we got to start doing things in advance. What's wrong with saying thank you? What's wrong with telling God, Lord, I thank you? Even though it don't look right for me right now, Lord, I thank you. I know my car broke down, but Lord, I thank you. I know I ain't got no money, but I thank you, Lord. I know my body ain't right, but I thank you, Lord. What's wrong with us? Nobody wants to say thank you anymore. Nobody wants to give some praise to God. You seen this credit report? Here's his credit report. You want to run his credit? Look at it. You want to run this credit? Look at it. Look at yourselves. The next time somebody say, well, I don't understand. Let me see God's credit report. All they got to say, look at me. You see me? You see me? I'm a credit report. Stop speaking death to yourself. Stop saying, I love you to death. No, say, I love you to life. We're speaking stuff to, but one of our folks are dropping off because you're not using the right words. We're so used to saying, I'm sick and tired. I'm broke. I'm poor. I'm a loser or such things as this, but no more. We need to say, I'm a child of God. Start planting some better seeds for yourself so you can reap a better harvest. Springtime is coming up. Get your ground right now. You need to start using your words in a more effective way in your life. The reason why we're having so much problems is because of what we're doing to ourselves. And the fact that you don't understand this is an even more reason of why it's continuing to happen. The power of words. God gave us the example. Everything we see right now is spoken by the word. It's by the word. This building that you see right here, I didn't know it. I didn't notice it. As many times as I didn't pass by here, lived in this area, didn't pay much attention, didn't know that this was going to be the future home of Rhema Worship Center. Because it was the word of God that was spoken. God's word is powerful. God put something inside of us that is more powerful than anything. That is his word. Who is the word? That is Jesus that's living inside of us. The power of the spoken word has an awesome effect to overcome obstacles. But we have to change the way we do things now. What is it that you want right now? What is it that you need right now? How you going to say it is going to determine what's going to come. Stop saying, oh, it ain't going to happen. I don't see it happening. Well, it ain't going to happen because you just spoke it to yourself. It ain't going to happen to me, but it's going to happen to you because I'm a believer. Start believing what God is saying to you in your life. If you want to retire, then retire. God is the one that's going to supply your needs. Some people say, well, it's the job. I've been on the job for a day. It don't matter. God kept you on the job. The job ain't doing nothing for you. He's waking you up this morning. It ain't your job. Think of the word of God as a hammer. Picture it. A hammer can drive home a nail and give you some positive results. A hammer can break down some obstacles and overcome some negative. You speak God's words. Speak it. I'm going to tell you, the hammer can drive it home for you. You need to know how to use his words. He told Daniel, by your words is the reason why I came. In other words, God heard what he is accustomed to hearing, which is his word. God's word will not return to him void. It's going to go and it's going to accomplish. Let me tell you something. If it hasn't happened yet, that means his word has not come back to him. His word only comes back when it has accomplished what it has been set out to do. Once it has done it, then it's going to come back to God. In other words, give a praise report and say, your will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Even Jesus said, it is written. So we don't have to wonder what the word of God is saying. All you got to do is open up the Bible. You got God's word. Jesus defeated Satan by saying, it is written. So he let us know it's in the word of God. It's written down. That's how he defeated Satan, by God's words. You ain't going to defeat him by yours. That's why he keep coming back. Your words are not strong enough. It's not powerful enough. But when God's word go out, it accomplish. Think of yourself, parents. When your words go forth into the house, does not it go out and it accomplish what you said? All right? So it accomplished what you said. So it don't return to you void. No, because when you speak it, it comes back to you with a report. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I can call my children and my word has gone forth. Now, my word is still out there because I spoke it. When my children come into my presence, that means my word has came back to me and it is standing before me. Y'all know how God's words work. You need to believe it. God's word will keep you. It'll keep you. It'll raise you up. God's word will make you run. And ain't nobody chasing you. God's word will make you utter a shout. Even when there ain't no music playing. Even when you still don't feel your best, God's word will get you up and get you praising him regardless. God wants us to continue in his word. His words will set you free. Drugs and alcohol, you don't need it because it will set you free. If you're having an addict problem or behavior problem, let me tell you something. The word of God will set you free. You don't need to take a drink. All you need to do is open up the word of God and get to studying, and God will tell you about it. That alcohol is not going to solve your problem. It's just going to make your problems worse. But if you open up the Bible and start reading God's word, see, you will come to the scripture that says, I am more than conqueror. Through him. You will find an antidote, but I'm going to tell you that if you open up God's word, you will find it. Ain't no problem with that. You'll find out a cure for your situation. All you got to do is open up the Bible and read it. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of times when I open it up and I fell right to it. Why? Because God knew I was looking for it. Sometimes you may have, I can't find a scripture, but God will lead you right to his word. All you got to do is apply it and stay with him. Woo. So if you want to start seeing the power of God manifesting in your lives, we have to start paying attention to what we say. Words have power more than any of us realize. So you got to start watching what you're saying. Because what you're saying could keep you in your situation. It's like saying, help, I don't need help. Help, I don't need help. So you got somebody who wants to help you, but you say, oh, I don't need help. Help me. Come on, now nobody got time to play games with you. You need help, we're going to help you. You don't need help, don't say help. Because help means come and help. That's what I know it. That's why how I understand help. Help means you need some help. Now, if you don't need help, say you don't need help. But don't keep telling us you need help. That's what we do to God. Lord, help me. And then we say, well, I'm going to take my problems and I'm going to do it myself. And then we say, well, Lord, you need help me. Then we get mad at God. You took it back. Stop taking it back. You take your car to the dealership and you say, hey, can you fix my car? And you say, yeah, we got you right here. You can fix it. Let me get you all signed in and everything. And then you get signed in and you drive off. And then you say, I thought they wanted us to fix the car. That's what we do. We go to the dealer, to the maker, and we ask the maker to fix us. And then when we say, okay, I got you covered. And then you go, oh, hold up, I thought they wanted me to help them. We need to watch what we do and what we say. Because it has an effect. It has an effect. And you not believing it is why you're still in it. I prayed to God years ago. I said, Lord, bless me with a job. Been working ever since. Asked God to help me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, bless me. And Lord has been faithful with me ever since. But see, you know, now even though I asked God for this, but I had something I needed to do. What did I need to do? Well, I need to stay faithful, and I need to stay on his will. And when he calls me, regardless of what the task may be, I still got to do it. May not like it, but guess what? It's God's will, so I got to do it. Let me tell you something. Stop complaining. That's not going to help you. That's not going to help you. Stay in the will of God. Start speaking life to your situation. That's what Jesus did. He spoke life. Death and destruction is for Satan. But life is what Jesus spoke. And is what he is. He is the word. He is the truth and the life. Amen.